Today, the Federal Reserve chose to hold interest rates near zero, and Fed members released a statement saying the pace of economic contraction is slowing. In other words, the recession may not be over, but it is easing. Not so much, though, that the Fed is ready to stop pumping huge amounts of money into the economy. It used to be that the Fed would simply push interest rates up or down. As NPR's John Idstey reports, the financial crisis has forced extreme measures that have some experts worried.
Frederick Mishkin resigned his position as a Federal Reserve Board governor last September, just before things got really interesting. He was around for the Fed's rescue of the investment bank Bear Stearns in March. Then, in September, the Fed rescued insurance giant AIG. Both actions were unprecedented. Mishkin puts it this way.
There's no question that the Fed has gone where the Federal Reserve has never gone before, the Bernanke Fed.
The Fed has flooded the economy with money to keep interest rates low, and it has also invented a variety of special programs to address the credit crisis, making money available for home and car loans, credit card and student loans, and business loans. Altogether, the Fed has injected over $1 trillion into the economy and could more than double that amount before the recession ends. There are costs and dangers associated with these policies, says Mishkin.
Absolutely. But the alternative is, if they were not done, I think that we had a very good possibility we could have ended up with a depression. It could have been far, far worse.
So what are the dangers? Well, the Fed has already acknowledged losses on its loans to rescue Bear Stearns. It could suffer more losses on AIG, some experts think as much as $100 billion. But the big question is whether the Fed can withdraw the mountain of cash poured into the economy to support credit before it sparks a damaging bout of inflation. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says he's confident the Fed is up to the task. Former Governor Mishkin agrees. He says the big challenge is timing. The Fed doesn't want to step on the brakes too fast and abort a recovery, or stay on the accelerator too long and provide fuel for inflation.
This is uncharted waters. It's going to be more complicated. And this is why no central bank would want to get involved in these kind of activities unless it was an emergency situation.
Professor Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University is very skeptical. He doesn't think the Fed will be able to remove the massive stimulus from the economy before inflation erupts.
I have no reason to believe that that would happen, because it's only happened once, and that was when Paul Volcker did it.
And former Fed Chairman Volcker had politics on his side. Back in the early 1980s, Volcker was able to raise interest rates sharply to curb inflation because the public saw inflation as the major economic problem. That won't be the case this time, says Meltzer, because to win the fight against inflation, the Fed will have to start stepping on the brakes while unemployment is still high.
Will the administration, the Congress, the business community, the labor unions, let them do that while the unemployment rate is still 7, 8, 9%?
The answer is no, says Meltzer. Even though the Fed is an independent agency, it won't be able to withstand the political pressures. Complicating this whole debate is the president's proposal to give the Fed additional responsibilities. The White House wants to make the central bank the so-called systemic regulator, giving it authority to oversee big interconnected financial firms whose failure could threaten the whole financial system. Former Governor Mishkin thinks the Fed's experience regulating bank holding companies gives it the expertise, but he says the Fed will need more resources. Alan Meltzer, who is writing a history of the Fed, thinks the central bank's track record as a regulator shows it often doesn't see trouble coming.
When the Continental Illinois Bank failed, Paul Volcker was out in a fishing camp. He learned about the crisis when the chairman of the bank came out and told him about it. Who's going to know more about the risks on the balance sheets of the bank, the regulator or the banker? I say the banker.
So, says Meltzer, the way to make sure a bank doesn't get so big it threatens the whole system is to penalize it by making it put aside more reserves against losses. That would make getting big less profitable. And it's an idea President Obama also has in his plan. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.